Ping pong.
Well, hello. It's 1930 UTC, which means you're listening to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm your chairman. And boy, am I having a great day already. Oh, early in the wee hours this morning, I got to watch an Australian rules football game, and it was a close one, and it was very exciting down to the wire. And so I fell asleep at about 4:30 a.m. local time, only to wake up, 35 minutes ago to discover that it was raining and the local temperature is around 65 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's nice and cool, but it is raining. And I'm walking around outside with a bunch of very expensive electronic equipment. Is this the smartest thing to do? No. Have I ever claimed to be the smartest guy in the world? Yeah, I probably have in, you know, fits of ego. You know how I am. But the truth of the matter is, no. No, I am not. So here we are at Herrenhaven. And although I've been making an effort not to come out here very much, it is raining. And I don't want to go anywhere else for fear of getting too muddy. Not that I'm afraid of mud or anything, it's just that I don't like to do work like washing my clothing or cleaning up the mud that I track into my house on my shoes. Oh, wow. Holy carp. Okay, so two things you need to know. We're out looking for mushrooms today, and like I said, it is raining, so if suddenly this broadcast stops and turns into something else, you'll know it is because it started raining hard enough that I had to turn the equipment off and hide it. So I'm standing up here at the bocage, looking down at the logs, and I see a log, one end of it is just busting out with scaly cap coprinus. There's some more on this log, and over here on this other log where we've been finding some white jellies, there's even more white jellies. Yeah, look at all that. Oh, there's some fresh. There's some from a few days ago, and there's some fresh. And there's raindrops falling on me. And I hope no raindrops fall on my expensive equipment. Oh yeah, there's even some white jellies over here on these guys. Wow. The bad news is it's about 2 meters away, and it is in the bocage, and so I can't really get up there to take a picture. Maybe I could. I don't know if I want to risk it. The other thing is, if I do get over here, where am I going to put this equipment in the meantime? Well, let's turn on the old camera here, get it into macro mode. Let's see if I can not kill myself stretching over here to get a picture of this one jelly. Hello, jelly. It might have turned out okay. Who knows? Try to get some others here. Because I like jelly mushrooms. They're so jelly-rific. I didn't take any of those with a flash because if I turn the flash on, it might get weirder. Okay, let's see if we can get out of here. Turn off the old camera here. Now, what about those guys down there? I think, wait, what was that sound? You know, this is also where that mati lives. There's a mati hole right down there. I don't see any matis around. What is that sound? But that log is full of something. And, oh wow, we have two species on that log right next to each other. Is there any way for me to get down there? I don't think so. It's white jellies and a coprinus. Oh, and now that I'm at this different angle, there's another log here. It's just covered in white jellies. Jelly. And I think I see some more down there. Woohoo! It is white jelly fest here at Herrenhaven. And I was getting dripped on standing under a bunch of trees. The water's dripping on me. Ironically, there's no other Coprinus mushrooms up here where there's usually tons when it rains. All right, well, that's fine. It kind of looked like those Coprinus jobs on that log were puffballs, but I don't think so. I think they were Coprinus. I'm looking into the puffball area and I don't see any fresh new growth. These particular puffballs, they don't show up until a little bit later in the summer anyway. So, let us head into the forest and see what we can find and hope we don't get too soaking wet. I can't believe it. It is nice and cool. Here it is. What is today? July 5th. It's been 100 degrees for the last, month in this town? And today it's like 65. It's almost cold. With the water falling out of the sky. Oh man, it's awesome. I almost want to shiver. I drank iced tea this morning. Maybe I'll have hot tea instead. And you know how much I love to drink hot tea. I'm really looking forward to the possibility. I'll have to cool my house down. When I left. Oh wait, here comes a big wind. Is this gonna blow drops on me? Oh, I'm trying to cover my equipment. Anyway, before I left, I opened up one of my doors so Pippa can look out the window and the cool breezes can blow in. There's nice cool wind blowing now. Maybe you can hear it. Okay. So I'm wondering, should we even bother going out to the boardwalk? Yeah, we have to. Do-do-do-do-do. So I'm walking on the path that will lead to the boardwalk. We won't spend too much time out there unless, of course, we see something awesome. Because this is Mushroom Day. This is not, you know, day for water dudes. Oh, the cool thing about this is I'm walking by the sub pond, you know, and it's all duckweed. But since it's raining and stuff, there are no frog tracks. So it's just this almost perfectly even shade of green. Very cool. All right, so working my way back to the boardwalk. Doodly-loot-doo. The grass is getting tall and I have to rub up against it, which then transfers the water that was on the grass onto me, and that's why I'm soaking wet. And as I come out onto the boardwalk over the water, I can see that family of geese that has the three goslings that are almost fully grown now. Oh, some little duckies way over there flew away. Looking in the soup here for any snappers. I don't see any snappers. And there's not much going on out here. Excellent. This means it will not distract me from my mushroom duties. So I'm turning around and I'm heading back into the forest. Well, I'm gonna look down in here a little bit. Sometimes there's some interesting mushrooms in there, but no, I don't really see any today. All right, so we keep moving. Guess what I ate for dinner last night? Jujay kebab. Nom nom nom. It was yummy. I almost had the kubide, but I changed my mind at the last second and got the jujay because I like it. What else did I do last night? Oh yeah, before my Australian rules football game came on, there was a movie on that I hate to admit that I even like it. Because it's a bad movie. Ooh, here comes the wind. I'm glad I'm not standing under any trees, because all the water would fall on me. And I'm crossing the land bridge overlooking the Billabong. Nothing in the Billabong, but also it's perfectly smooth. It's perfectly green and covered in duckweed. It's awesome. Okay, so now I'm walking up my canopy tunnel path. And what do we got? Do we got anything in here? There's some good logs on which I can find some stuff. There was some puffballs on this log last year. Well, I can see some mycelium running, but there's no mushrooms on these logs. All right. So should we go out to the wall blind? Gotta do it. Gotta do it. Just for completeness sake. I'm gonna get extra soaking wet here. Oh, yaga mazink. And as I look out into the billabong, there's nothing. Just a perfectly even surface of duckweed. It's duckweed-orific. It's pretty duckweedy around here. Wiping raindrops off of the microphone. Alright, so as we walk around Turtle Bay here, we gotta start checking these logs right around here, because these logs are the logs on which we will often find the coral mushrooms. And I'm a looking, and I'm a looking. What's that back there? Oh, just faking me out. Thought we were onto something good there for a second. No, it's just a leaf. Stupid leaves. All right, so we keep on looking. We will not be deterred. Deterrence is no fun for me. And I'm looking, and I'm looking. Looking for coral mushrooms. Oh yeah. If you've never seen a coral mushroom, it looks just like, well, certain kinds of coral that you might find growing in the ocean. Hence the name coral mushroom. And they're pretty cool. What's this over here? Nothing. Oh, and look at this. Oh, this foliage is getting too thick. Alright, so we turn around now and we look on this side of the forest, because this is where some trees are downed and there are logs. And oh, you know I like a log. Logs are good. Is this rain or is this just wind? It looks like that's just wind. Whew! Playing a risky game here, walking around with my equipment while drops of water fall out of the sky. But like I always say, no risk, no reward. What's the risk? My stuff could get destroyed. What's the reward? You get to hear me talk about mushrooms that I'm finding. Now here's a log. It's got a bunch of snails on it, and that's good. Snail party. Snail party in the rain. That's what they like to do. Alright, so we're coming up onto some other logs here where we've been finding some mushrooms, and there's, well, I was going to say there's nothing, but no. Here's a couple of little dudes getting ready to pop out the end here. Interesting, but is it photo worthy? Nah. So then I do a 180, start checking some of these logs on the other side of the path. Like this one. Give me some mushrooms, you logs. And, well, I don't really see any here. Alright, well, that's cool too. And as I cross this little footbridge, I can look out under the turtle reproduction pond, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 ducks sitting on a log. Hi, ducks. They're feeling very quacky today, and they're having a quacky duck party on the log, which is where I'd be if I was a duck. Ducks are good. So, oh, we are now gonna walk into the big blind here. Wait, I gotta come back and check by this tree. There's a mycelium near this tree of bear tooth comb. And it's about bear tooth comb. Oh, here's the fox 3 meters away from me. Oh my God, he just came out of the path. I heard him, I turned around and he's sitting there looking at me. He turned right around and went back up into the woods. Hello, Mr. Foxy. Unbelievable. But you know, that's my life for you. And he was close too. He wasn't 3 meters away, 10 feet. That's crazy. I've had other crazy fox encounters right around here too. I'm going to take a picture of this mushroom on a log. That was exceptionally itchy. Did I just rub up against nettles or something? Okay. Maybe we should kind of think about chasing after this fox. Well, there's no way of knowing where he went, is there? Well, he probably... we might have been heading back to the ravine. Oh, man. Well, we saw the fox again. Where are you, buddy? I'm walking up the steps. He's in the loop somewhere, is what has happened here. Where's my foxy baby? Gonna give him foxy kisses. Oh, man, and I can't see Jack. Yeah, I'm kind of walking up the loop here. Where's my foxer? Foxer de doxer. Gonna keep my camera prepped and ready. What's this over here? Man, can't see more than... geez, just a meter or two into this underbrush. Where did that guy go? And now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tub, you're not going to spend all the rest of your time chasing after this fox, are you? Well, as tempted as I am, I should know better, but I'm still walking up the path of the loop. I'm wondering if he's hanging out up here. I know this is not an exciting thing to listen to on the radio. Oh, Tob saw a fox and now he's going to spend half an hour chasing after it and never find it again. Well, you know, that's foxes for you. They likes to be tricky. And as much as I hate to admit it, foxes are trickier than Tob most of the time. Man, well, I've pretty much taken the entire loop path. At the top of the hill, lots of echinacea growing, and I'm soaking wet, and I don't see my fox anywhere. I'm also looking for Hemaris thisbe. I see none, so we're walking down the hill. I got my camera pointing straight out. I've got my finger on the button in case that fox steps into the path, and then I will take a picture of him. But otherwise, I have a feeling we're not going to be able to find this guy because he's in a good hiding spot. This is the best place to be if you're an animal and doesn't want to be seen at Herrenhaven. That's inside the loop. And yeah, it's unlikely we're going to find this guy. This is kind of funny because some of the other very close fox encounters I've had have also been right here in this area. I had a friend visiting from out of town a couple years ago, and she'd always heard me talking about Herrenhaven, so we had to go to Herrenhaven while she was here. And we were doing this exact same thing. I took the loop, so now I'm walking back into the blind. And so the day we were here, which I think was a Saturday, and so there was other people here, we came into the blind, and there's nothing going on out there. Oh, there's a mallard over there. Oh, there's the fox. He's in the... Oh, my... Damn it, my camera just turned off. The fox is in the delta. Okay, come on, camera. Get it together. I think I got a picture of him. It's kind of far away, but... Yep. I am watching a fox. And what's he doing? He's fishing. He's snoodling in the delta. And there's a mallard just outside the delta. Oh, he's moving. Damn it. I was hoping to watch him some more. He just took off and he ran back up into the ravine. I knew he went into the ravine. That's where they always go. And so, should I sneak back up the path of the loop? Because that fox, he's going to come out around here somewhere. He's going to come out. Depending on what path he took, there's a couple paths that lead from the ravine onto the loop path. Which one did he take? I bet he's taken the shallow one. Which means I am now walking back up into the loop where we just were. Yes, I am literally walking around in circles here. Okay. Now that path intersection is right up here. Camera ready. Where's my foxy? Oh, I know you're in here. Oh, I think I just heard him. I think I just heard him walk by. Where did he go? Where did he go? Oh, man. I heard something. Did he get past me already? Is he in the inside of the loop? Okay, I'm at the other path that leads down into the... Wait a minute. God, something's running around. Well, of course this was going to be Mushroom Day, but it turned into another Fox Day. What do you know about that? Well, I know that I do like foxes, because they're very nice. But, where did this guy go now? Wait, what was that? Well, gotta assume if I haven't seen him yet, he got around me or went somewhere else. Sometimes it's all about timing. Please tell me I'd had this thing on regular. Oh, good. Hopefully, those fox pictures I took turned out okay. I hope I had the camera set correctly. That's the worst part about being me and these cameras. You know, when you see a fox or many other types of wildlife, you literally only have seconds and sometimes much less time than that to get the picture. And so, you better have everything set just right. And of course, I have completely different settings for my camera for taking a picture of a fox far away, as I do lots of, well, good English, Tobe. I don't even remember what I was talking about, so we're just going to stop talking about whatever I'm trying to say and remind you that I watched a terrible movie last night. It was pretty fun, though. I like it. I've seen it a number of times. I'm back in the blind, and I'm looking back out in the delta, and I don't see the fox. The duck is still there. There's another duck out there. Oh, big wind. Blowing drops on me. I'm going to turn the camera off for right now. I'm just going to sort of strategically hide here in the in the blind. But anyway, yeah, I watched this movie last night. It's called, oh, there he is. Holy crap, he's back out on the Delta. He's on a log out there. Come on, come on, come on. Give me the shot, give me the shot. Our fox is back out there by the Delta. He's standing on a log. And he's a fishing. He's a snoodling. He's looking at me. Hey, buddy. You're my favorite fox buddy. Yeah, so this movie, Fired Up, it's a cheerleader movie. It's a cheerleader movie, and it's really just sort of a teenage sex romp. It's sort of stupid, but I like it. Lots of funny jokes, lots of cute girls, and it's stupid. I'm taking lots of pictures of this fox. He's working his way back down the log, sort of back into the forest, so to speak, but he's taking a break to look down into the water every once in a while. He's very skinny, like all foxes, but he's got a fluffy, fluffy tail with a white tip. And he's very nice, and it looks like his feet are all muddy because he's been looking for yummy food. Digging in the muds. And where's he going? Is he deciding to leave? Yeah, he's jumped down off the log now. And he's standing in the tall grass. And now he's working his way back in. And he is now out of sight. Oh, yay. But we got lots of fox photos. This is the most time I've spent watching a fox out here, I think, ever. And looking clear across the pond, I can see more goosers or something. That duck is heading in that direction. Well, I wonder if I should stand here and wait for that fox to come back out. Or is he watching me? He is probably watching me, so I'm going to kind of bring my head back in here and keep watching that area. Because I like foxes, they're very interesting, yeah, doo-doo-doo. And the odds are mighty good that that's the same fox that I've been tracking for a month. It's the meaning, this is the same fox that we heard yowling and barking and making those crazy fox noises a couple days ago. And if you don't know what I'm referring to, I think that was the 28th, June 28th. Check the archive. The Anon Radio Archive for my show on June 28th. Yep, he's come back out. I can see him on the edge of the grass. In the June 28th episode of Dubious Goals Committee, you can hear this fox bark. Starts at about 4 minutes into the show. So give it a listen. And now Mr. Foxy has gone back into the woods. Oh, he's coming back out. Yeah, he's back out on his log. Yeah, he likes his log. He thinks he's some kind of mati. He's like, I know how to do mati stuff on a log. And I say, yeah, but I'm gonna take your picture. All right, well, we are running out of time here. And so I should probably say that you've been listening to another exciting episode of the Dubious Fox Committee. Starring me, my name's Tobe, I'm the chairman. And this show airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. So tune in tomorrow. Who knows, we might find another fox, but I gotta go, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Tandem, but it was Hempstead. Hempstead liked